sisters partnered simultaneously. Joanne, not her real name, has a child with a Japanese husband. Because she was busy at work, no one was left to take care of her child. So she decided to get her youngest sister from the Philippines to take care of her child. Her sister's visa was approved, and Joanne worked harder, working at the factory in the morning and at a club in the evening. She gets home by 3 or 5 o'clock in the morning. One night, she came home at 1 o'clock in the morning. She was shocked to see the beer bottles scattered on the floor, until she went inside the bedroom and saw what she didn't expect to see. Her youngest sister slept with her husband. Instead of her child being looked after, it was her Japanese husband who was being taken care of. Mommies, don't be too busy. Sometimes we are not aware that we are already ignoring our loved ones. We are so busy making money that we do not notice that our family is already getting broken. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Taken for granted for a promised working visa. Getting a working visa in Japan is not easy. That's why some Filipinos are taking advantage of the desire of our fellow citizens to get it. One of the victims was Rhea, not her real name. Her fellow Filipino promised her that her sibling who is in the Philippines will be given a working visa and a job in Roppongi, Japan. A lot of time and money has been spent, but the promised working visa for her sibling has not yet been fulfilled. It's just sad to think that those who are able to take advantage of us are our fellow Filipino. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! 3-year permanent visa wasted because of love. Nelia, not her real name, has 3 children. All of them have permanent Japanese visas. They returned home to the Philippines because her eldest son will study there. Nelia's husband, who has a 3-year visa, decided to stay in Japan for more income. The husband regularly sent money to his family in the Philippines. Not until the time came when the couple had an argument. The husband stopped sending money to his family. So Nelia decided to work as a waitress in a Korean restaurant. Nelia met her Korean boyfriend at work. Their love deepened and she completely forgot about returning to Japan. The Korean decided to live with Nelia, on the condition that she couldn't bring her children with her, but she would still support her children at 6,000 per month. Nelia's children were left to her parents' care. The two lived happily together, but 6 years later, Nelia found out that the Korean lived-in partner was already married, and she had to leave the house because his wife was moving there. Nelia's world collapsed. There was nothing she could do but to return to her children and take the money that the Korean gave them for their airfare back to Japan. Nelia checked their passports and was surprised to find out that they were already expired as they were only good for 3 years. Nelia contacted the Japanese embassy in the Philippines, and unfortunately, it was confirmed that their documents were no longer valid. My advice to parents is, don't let your children be implicated in your love problems, because it may hinder their bright future. Not only Nelia and the children lost their visas, Even her ex-husband also lost his working visa, as he was her sponsor or guarantor, which is why he returned to the Philippines to avoid overstaying. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Forged documents exposed. Dreamed permanent visa vanished. Felix was excited to get his long-awaited permanent visa since there were only a few steps to go through before he could get in. Unfortunately, the immigration found out that some of his documents were fake, and it was also discovered that Felix was already married in the Philippines. So his 15-year-old son in the Philippines was also not approved for a visa. Because Felix has a Japanese child, he was still given a special visa so he was able to stay in Japan. It's sad for Felix that he won't be able to be with his son in the Philippines. But if it is God's will, it will definitely happen. Let us also remember that there are things that we want to forget, but the more we hide them, the more they will be exposed. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Cooks for ex-husband in exchange for visa. Regine, not her real name, is married to a Japanese husband, but they weren't blessed with children. Because of the differences in their culture and odd personalities, they agreed to just live separately and have their own world. Fortunately, every time Regine applies for a visa extension, her ex-husband always supports her. She often gets a 3-year extension. To give back, she sometimes visits the man's house to cook for him. 3 years later, when she applied again for a visa, she was shocked that she was only granted a 1-year extension. She didn't realize that she had signed her divorce papers 4 years ago, and it was just recently that it got passed to the city hall. She tried to go to her ex-husband's house, but the man forbade her. So fellow countrymen, let's not rely on others to settle our visas. We have been given a few years to fix this, so let's not waste time, because not all the time someone will help us. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Pinay married and deceived a Pinoy who was hoping for a visa. Archie, not his real name, longed for a permanent Japan visa. One day, he met Josanna, not her real name, who already had a permanent visa. The woman offered Archie a marriage, but he had to pay the woman a large sum of money. Archie didn't hesitate and immediately agreed to the woman's offer. 3 years later, Archie still hasn't been granted a permanent visa. And to make matters worse, the woman doesn't show up to him anymore. He was shocked when he found out that he was already separated from the woman and that she had a new victim. Because of Archie's trust in words, his dream visa ended up in a tangled mess. Let's not give in to sweet words. As much as possible, let's go through the right process so that our money and our time will not go to waste. For those who are like Josanna, let's remember that good deeds have no end, but bad deeds have. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Confusing visa. Marta, not her real name, came to our office to ask for advice. Her problem is, she paid a lawyer and spent 250,000 yen to get a Japan visa, but she was still given a 6-month visa. How did this happen? Marta fell in love with a Brazilian that has a permanent visa in Japan. When she applied for a visa extension, she found out that she was still married to her Japanese husband even though she already signed their divorce papers last year. It turns out that it was not forwarded yet to the city hall, so their divorce is not yet valid. So instead of a visa with 3 years validity, she will just get a 6-month special visa. Another problem is, Marta was 6 months pregnant. In such a situation, she has to hide her pregnancy from her ex-husband because she might be charged a huge amount for this. It concerned Marta about what nationality she will use when the child is born. Japanese, Filipino, or Brazilian. In this case, my advice is always to go through the right process to avoid inconvenience. When it comes to love, although it is difficult to disagree with what the heart says, we should be in love with the right person at the time when our name is already fixed. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Got a plane ticket but no visa yet? Because Marlon, not his real name, was excited to be with his family in the Philippines, he already bought them a ticket even though their visas had not been issued yet. Definitely, he will save a lot of money if he will buy tickets early, especially since there was currently a ticket promotion. Marlon just thought that it will be like what happened to him. His family will get issued a visa just after a week. Marlon immediately sent the e-tickets to his wife. The problem is, the visas of his wife and children were not approved, and the saddest thing is, he will not be able to refund the purchased tickets. His money went to waste. My fellow citizens, what Marlon did should not be imitated unless we want our money to go to waste. Make sure that our visa is already approved before buying a ticket. It's hard to earn money just to be put to waste. For Marlon, don't lose hope. Your family can still apply for a visa after 6 months. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Huge amount in exchange of long-term visa. The Cruz family, not their real name, had been taken advantage of by a broker. They came to our office to ask for help in resolving this matter. The broker offered help to the Cruz family in getting them a long-term visa to Japan. The family did not hesitate to accept the broker's offer and immediately accepted it. But they were not aware that they would be charged a large amount. The family's visa application was approved, but the broker made them live in a place where almost no one knew to speak English. Since they were first-timers in Japan, the family suffered anger, annoyance, and dismay. When the family consulted our office, They were hoping to lower their visa charges. After our discussion with the broker, they agreed on the only amount that has to be paid. After several years, the family already finished paying the broker. To our fellow citizens who want to get to Japan, don't rush. Find out first what will be the exchange of help that is being offered to us, as we will never know when we won't be able to pay for the help that we have been given. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you!